Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Larry D. McClure explores the path to Christ consciousness in his new book, Godward, The Wilderness Steps. The second installment in the Godward series delves into the journey from flesh consciousness to spiritual awakening that continues from his previous work, the highly acclaimed Godward, The Prodigal Steps, which we talked about on This Week in America. Godward, The Wilderness Steps, a non-religious self-help guide to spiritual understanding and truth. For those who seek the truth, it's detailed and thoughtful narrative that reflects his own lifelong quest for spiritual truth. From a very young age, Larry's life was rife with tragedy following the deaths of his beloved cousins, neighbor, father, and twin brother, all before he was 12 years old. The series of unfortunate events set him on a course to find answers as to why his life was filled with so much pain and loss. Born into a lower middle-class family, he had the pleasure of sharing the company of others from all walks of life and found through their many conversations that we all want the same thing, to know the truth. A pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, Larry D. McClure, author of Godward, The Wilderness Steps, Spiritual Wisdom and Understanding. Larry, a pleasure to have you back on the program. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be back.
You answered so many questions for many people with the first book and posed a number of questions as well. You left us all thinking. You're back now with the second book in the series, Godward, The Wilderness Steps. Didn't want to give away too much information about the book. I thought I would let you do that, the author. Tell us about the book, how you came to write this.
It's like you stated, Godward, The Wilderness Steps is the second in the Godward series, and it picks up where the Prodigal Steps ended and continues the Godward steps into the wilderness or the multitude of undisciplined and uncultivated thoughts or spiritual thoughts in our individual consciousness. In Godward, The Prodigal Steps, we learn that selfishness is the greatest obstacle to spiritual growth. It's in the wilderness period that we purge selfishness from our thoughts and consciousness. If this selfishness is not eliminated, we will never enter the kingdom of God.
The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll give you Larry's website as we go through the conversation. GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. You can link onto that by going to our website. Book available, of course, Amazon, the usual places. Where did you come up with the idea of the prodigal steps? How did this begin for you?
Like you said, I had a lot of tragedy as a child, and it put me on this path of seeking, spiritual knowledge and wisdom. And as I was studying, I came across this drawing of this poor man on his knees, and there were stair steps leading down to him, and there were stair steps leading up from him. It's like, think about a man sitting in a basement and stairs coming down to him and stairs going up away from him.
Yes.
Well, these stair steps had attached with them a Bible verse and also a word. And what I found out was that this goes along with the parable that Jesus taught in the Gospel of Luke of the prodigal son. The seven steps that led down to him were the steps that led him away from his father's home, and the seven steps going up away from him led him back to his father's home. These seven steps, the words that were attached were self-will, selfishness, separation, sensuality, spiritual destruction, self-abasement, and starvation, or what I call the pig pen. And that's what leads us away from the will of God. And the seven steps that lead back is realization, resolve, repent, return, reconcile, reclothe, and rejoice. Whether you know it or not, everybody in the world is going through these steps. These are just the steps of that selfishness takes. And we find that we just keep repeating these over and over and over until we break free and start doing God's will instead of self-will.
It's interesting you talk about doing research. You found that years of research, the Bible contains many more steps, which, again, you refer to in the books, the Godward steps. Talk about that aspect of it. Were you surprised as you were doing the research to find biblical references?
I was, and it's, I mean, these steps came to me just, a little bit at a time. It wasn't something that just happened overnight. It was just like I was being fed slowly these, steps. And as I, I learned the first steps, and then the second, the next ones would come. And what I've learned that these steps are a guide to transformation to our spiritual consciousness and to the what we call the Christ consciousness. And it's the Bible itself is not a story of the fall of physical man. It's the fall of spiritual man. And that is the story of the prodigal son. These steps in my book begin with the all, or the beginning of the all, and to the creation of the perfect son idea, and to his fall from grace to the material consciousness, and to his redemption and return to his divine inheritance. In the story of the prodigal son, it was his inheritance that he squandered away in the world. And that's basically what the spirit man has done. He's taken his divine inheritance and squandered into a material world. This transformation is from, if you start with the Genesis, that's the beginning of the spirit man. The Old Testament is the separation or fall, like Adam, the natural man, into which is the Old Testament, into the spiritual reawakening in the New Testament with Jesus. And then finally in Revelation, the resurrected Christ and the beginning of what I call the God-man. We all have to go through this transformation to enter the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God.
Interesting. So you're saying the Bible is not only a history book, but it's really a guide, isn't it, to spiritual transformation?
It is. And how it relates to what I'm talking about is you can divide the Bible into four sections: Genesis, the Old Testament, New Testament, and Revelation. Genesis begins with the spirit man, which everything was in harmony with the creative force. But as the fall took place and the separation, we get the Old Testament and the beginning of the body consciousness. There was not really a body for the spiritual man. One had to be created for him. So it took millions of years for this body to come into existence and be prepared for the Christ consciousness. So the Old Testament is all about the body. It's about suffering. It's about dying, killing. I mean, that's why you see a lot of, genocide and things in the Old Testament. Everybody wonders why God's killing all these people. He's really not. He's killing these false ideas and thought errors that exist that is against the Christ consciousness. So they have to be purged from our consciousness. The New Testament starts the mind or the mental ability to start understanding the Christ consciousness. And then once the revelation is the unity of the mind, body, and spirit as one. And as I stated, in the prodigal steps is we're not going forward in time, we're going back in time. We're returning to where we began.
I want to pick up on that in a second. What steps or development are we in now? But I want to reemphasize the books that we're talking about in the program today. This is the second in the series, Godward, The Wilderness Steps, Spiritual Wisdom and Understanding by Larry D. McClure, our guest. His website is Godward, the Prodigal Steps. Let me do that again. GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. The first book that we've talked about here is Godward, The Prodigal Steps, and in a few minutes we'll be talking about the new book that Larry is working on. What steps or development are we in today? Where are we in the big picture here?
Well, as I say, it's coming in stages. So the first stage was the body development, and this took millions of years probably to develop, and it's while the body consciousness is pretty much kind of a consciousness in itself, but it is not it's not intelligent matter. So the only thing that it understands is pain and suffering. This probably began, the body consciousness probably ended around 2012. Everybody thought that 2012 was the end of the world, but it wasn't. It was more the end of that development for the body consciousness and began the mental development. So we see a rise in technology and understanding now that's coming on board. And so it's the Old Testament is, of course, you know, filled with pain and suffering and punishment. But the New Testament, the mental, is more about, it's filled with good sayings like, you know, forgiveness and kindness and those lessons taught by Jesus. So we have to transform from the material consciousness, which is the body, into the mental or spiritual consciousness. So that's what my steps in my books take you through, is this transformation or transformative process.
I want to go back to what you just said, talking about the rise in technology. Is this understandable to you now, why the rise in technology? We see with the computers in the world, we see the iPhone and all of the Apple inventions. Does this make sense to you? Is this why we're seeing this rise in technology at this point in our lifetime?
Yeah, the time has come. And like I say, it's, you know, the rise in, like, the iPhone, I mean, it was developed between 2000 and 2010, which falls in line with the 2012 theory that I just, you know, introduced to you.
Yes.
If you look on the back of your iPhone, you will see an apple with a bite out of it. Now, where did Steve Jobs get that? It has to relate to Genesis and the Garden of Eden. And now the iPhone or the internet is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I mean, the iPhone that you have in your hand contains everything, all the knowledge that we know of, you know, good and evil. So we're all being exposed to it. And what is scary is the new introduction of AI is going to be even more scary, because the AI is not learning from us as good people. They're learning from the internet and our selfishness. So that's one reason we need to get rid of the selfishness that's in the world. They're going to pick this selfishness up and turn it into something what I feel is the beast spoken of in Revelation. And this selfishness is going to become an entity or a being in itself. And that's what we're going to be fighting against.
So many things to think about and to ponder, questions that Larry asked, the answers that Larry has in Godward, The Wilderness Steps, Spiritual Wisdom and Understanding. You mentioned it's interesting, the technology we have, we want answers to something, we Google the answers to something. Is this why we're seeing the deconstruction of the church and in some cases a mass exodus of its members? Is that why church is for many people not as relevant today?
I think it's two things, and one exactly just what you said. It's you know, we can, with all this information within our own hand, we can come up with our own, you know, ideas and own conclusions to these. We don't really have to have somebody up there preaching or telling us what to believe. And so, you know, we can make our own decision. You know, the church has always had the tactic of, you know, as soon as you come into church, they want to get you saved and baptized. And they do this by telling you you're a sinner, you know, filthy rags, unrighteous, and they lead you into, you know, to being saved and baptized. Well, they give you the Christ consciousness right off the bat, and then they tell you to go sit down, and they don't really they don't give you any understanding of what that means, because they're still in the body development. They're still about sin and suffering and that type of thing. I relate it to like the Boy Scouts. It would be like joining the Boy Scouts, and they automatically make you an Eagle Scout, and then they tell you to go earn all your merit badges. Well, if I'm an Eagle Scout, why don't I want to go earn all these merit badges?
Exactly.
If I have the Christ consciousness, why do I need to go study or learn anything about it? But if you don't go through the steps and earn your merit badges, and if you don't go through these steps that I'm laying out for you, because these are the steps in the Bible. I didn't make these up. These are there, you know, as a guide for us. You don't get a full understanding of what it means to be an Eagle Scout or what it really means to have the mind of Christ. You need to go through this process. We will go through it whether, you know, we like it or not. It may take another million years to do it, but, you know, the sooner that you can do it, the better off you are.
People who read the book, and the reviews have been excellent for the book, Godward, The Wilderness Steps, the part two in the Godward series. Excellent reviews for part one as well, book one in the series. One says that if you read Larry's books, you'll know more about the Bible in a few days than you've learned in a few years. Do you agree with that? Because you've got a way to get this information, break it down, make it understandable, relatable. We're able to use that and implement it in our real lives. Is that true? Do you think we really learn a lot about the Bible without all of the extras there that we seem to get in other circumstances?
Well, the Bible should be read literally, spiritually, and metaphysically. And if you don't get these three together, you don't get the whole truth. And the church pretty much just gives you the literal interpretation, the history story. You might get a little spiritualness out of it, but you definitely don't get any metaphysics. But without knowing the metaphysics, the Bible, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. That's why people struggle with studying it. I break it down. In my books, I give you all three interpretations so you can get the whole truth. You know, like with the church, you're only getting about a third of the truth. Well, it's hard to live off a third of anything. So, you know, you want to know the whole truth altogether. So that's why my books are so important. And I'm not an educated guy. I'm not college. You know, I put it in terms that are simple enough that I understood it. So I want it simple enough so others can understand it. So I do repeat myself in things, you know, along the way, but I'm trying to get my point across in a simple way without, you know, I don't want to ram this down your throat. I'm not going to, you know, browbeat you with it. I want you to enjoy what you're reading.
And we do that. And you, again, have this knack that you're able to break it down so we understand this. And I mentioned in the beginning, you found so many people share the same thing, which is looking for the truth. Larry has the truth in focus and shares that in the Godward series. Godward, The Wilderness Steps is the newest one. Tell us a little bit more about the book. And I'm still interested in going back to this selfishness and how important that is. It played a key role in book one. A key role in book two. It's a very simple concept and one we really need to be aware of, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, selfishness was the original sin. So it is the father of all sins. I mean, just about everything that we would describe as sin comes out of selfishness. I mean, if you're not selfish and you love your neighbor, then, you know, these things, you wouldn't kill him, or you wouldn't covet him, or you wouldn't, you know, steal from him. So it's very important that we understand that. And self-will turns into, like I say, selfishness. So that leads to what I call the pig pen. And pig pen is a place of despair and it's a place of dis-ease, I call it. So it's, you know, and it also leads to death. So if you're wondering why your life is so, you know, messed up and you can't get things right and nothing's going right for you, you're in these steps. You're following these steps. And once you can identify these steps, it'll help you make more sense of what's going on in your life and help you, you know, get out of that. That's what helped me was I found my life was just going in a cycle over and over and over. And then I finally, once I learned these steps, I figured out how to break away from it. And my life became so much better. So if we don't eliminate selfishness from our life, it's just going to keep, you know, it'll destroy us, because selfishness is the most destructive force in the universe. It's destroyed every civilization up to this point, and it's in its own course to destroy this one.
These books are important. Godward, The Prodigal Steps, that was book number one, still available, of course, and Larry's website is godwardtheprodigalsteps.com. The second book we're talking about, Godward, The Wilderness Steps, Spiritual Wisdom and Understanding. And book three is getting close to being published and people able to read and learn from it. Tell us the title and very briefly about book three.
Well, I don't want to leave you hanging, because I'm trying to lead you, like I say, to the Christ consciousness. And you got to go through the wilderness and through the promised land to get there. So my next book, of course, is Godward, The Promised Land Steps. So that's what I'm working on now. So it's, you know, it ties in with Israel and Egypt. And I mean, the Israelites didn't just get on a plane and fly from Egypt into the promised land. They had to go through the wilderness journey to purge their selfishness to be able to even possess the land. So, you know, that's why it's so important not to, you know, jump to the front of the line, get the Christ consciousness and think you're done. You're not. You've just bypassed everything that you should be taking, you know, in steps.
Well, it's interesting. You cover a wide range of biblical topics in your series. Talk about that, because you really do take us through all of the pertinent information that we need for our lives.
Well, it's, you know, this has been a 4-year study for me, or over 4 years. And it's, you know, I was interested, just like everybody, in all these topics: reincarnation, heaven and hell. I mean, you know, the kingdom of God. What does all this mean? You know, regeneration, revive, you know, resurrection. So I studied all of these, and I tried to put them, you know, add them in as I'm giving you the steps. I'll give you information on those topics too, as well, to kind of go along with the story and help you understand, you know, really what the Israelites were going through, you know, because the Bible is the best source for understanding mankind and, you know, this transformation process.
The books literally talk about, talk about spirituality and metaphysicality. Talk about metaphysics. What's the role of metaphysics?
Metaphysics is a branch of philosophy, and it's a study of being, causation, existence, mind and matter, substance, source, basically everything about God. And so and that's why it's so important to understand the Bible metaphysically, because it, just for example, like I talk about in the first book, Cain, his name in Hebrew or his metaphysically means selfishness. So Cain was the one that killed his brother. So, you know, now we get an understanding of the Bible that selfishness pretty much started with Cain and Abel. So that's why it's important to understand this. And all the names in the Bible and all the places have a metaphysical meaning.
We've talked so much about the steps. What happens to the individual who doesn't complete the steps? Talk about the role of the steps and how vitally important these are to implement.
Well, that's the most dangerous part. If you have to understand reincarnation, and if a individual over many lifetimes has been, you know, self-gratifying itself or selfish and self-indulging, then you may lose the opportunity to reincarnate. And if you do, you're cast out into what the Bible calls outer darkness, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. So you're completely separated from the source. So that's why it's so important to take these steps back to God or back to the Father, because if you don't, you're going to be separated from Him, and that is truly what hell is. I mean, just being away from the source of life.
When we talk with Larry, time always goes by so quickly. That's the case in this discussion. The book is Godward, The Wilderness Steps. A few minutes left in the program. Where do we go from here? What's next?
Well, I just tell everybody to question your beliefs. Question what you've been taught about God in the Bible. You know, read my books and follow the steps and see if they don't help you have a better understanding of the Bible. And learn the truth, because if you don't learn the truth, you're going to be deceived by AI, and that's the new false reality. And that's, you need to know the truth so you won't be fooled by what's coming. And it's like I say on the cover of my books, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and who gains understanding. This is in Psalms, or Proverbs 3:13. And I also challenge anybody to dispute my findings. I'd love to debate anybody on these topics. I mean, I feel so strongly about what I've learned, what I understand. I look at a lot of YouTubes and I see a lot of people discussing these topics, but for me, I just feel like, you know, they're missing a lot. You know, they're only getting a third of what's out there. So I'd love to debate anyone on these topics.
Well, these books will fill in a lot of blanks that you have and will answer questions and get you thinking. Conclude with this. You talk about once we purge our selfishness, a whole new life emerges. This is what it means to have a new life in Christ. Obviously, this impacted your life in a very positive way. Talk briefly about that, how important that is to purge selfishness. It sounds like a key to so many good things happening in our lives.
Well, we're as children, we're born selfish. I mean, it's always about, you know, I got to be fed, I got to have my diapers changed, and, you know, it's about me. So, you know, and we carry that on through life, and we miss out on so much because, I mean, it's what you are and what anyone else is my other self. And if I don't understand my other self, I don't understand myself as a whole. So I have to understand God, my other self, and me. And that's why God said, you know, love your neighbors, you love yourself. So once you get that understanding, you see that what you're doing to them is basically you're doing to yourself. And because we're all connected. It's all one. I mean, it's the law of one. So if I've done it to you, I've done it to God, and I've done it to myself. So, you know, once I learned to quit being selfish, it just opened up a whole new world.
Two books in the series, a third on the way. Book number one we've talked about. You'll find that interview. You can Google it. You'll find it in our archives at thisweekinamerica.us. Godward, The Prodigal Steps, that was one. Book two, we're talking about in the program today, Godward, The Wilderness Steps, Spiritual Wisdom and Understanding. And book three will be Godward, The Promised Land Steps. When do you think that might be out?
I'm hoping probably spring of next year. It's a little bit longer. There's a little more detail in it, so it's taking me a little longer to write it.
Well, we're almost there, and the way time is going, it'll be here before you know it, so we will look forward to that. And if you go to Larry's website, GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com, information there on books one and two. You'll find out his progress on book three. When available, you'll know. You'll be able to order it there. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. My thanks to King Pages Press. That's Larry's marketing consultant. Results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. They set up our conversation once again with Larry today. Larry, it is always a pleasure. A couple months, it sounds like book three will be there, and hopefully we can talk about that as well. Always learn something having you on the program. Thank you once again for spending some time with us.
Thank you and your listeners.
You're welcome. The book, once again, This One, Godward, The Wilderness Steps, Spiritual Wisdom and Understanding by Larry D. McClure, McClure. His website, GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. And, of course, all this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.